This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. As I mentioned, we'd love to hear if there are any World War II vets still around. Let's see, 1944 would be, what, 72 years ago. So if you were 20 when you enlisted in the war, you're going to be in your 90s. He's the last World War I veteran, died a little while ago. So, on this day in 1833, Andrew Jackson became the first U.S. president to ride on a train. So I thought we would talk about one of the things that we had put up on Facebook, which we hadn't gotten to yet, which was if you go any place in the world you want to for free. They said, I just saw a movie with Luke Wilson and Mark Strong. That's called Approaching the Unknown, about him deciding to go to Mars. And it's a very sober movie, kind of dour. But the idea of people wanting to be the first. I don't know, 9 months to get to Mars. I don't being alone for 9 months, I'm not my thing.
Somebody to go with me.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't go insane.
Well, that's it. One of the issues is they have sort of after 3 weeks, they have like two guys who are supposed to be the way station, and they've both lost it, and they're together. So, no, it's a much more, I think, realistic and less charming and less fun movie than either the Gravity or the Matt Damon movie. They were sort of a lot more fun. With a lot better ending. This one is, oh my goodness. And at one point, I mean, he's not sleeping, and I'm starting to get an anxiety attack and think, do I really want to watch this? But so it's a very interesting movie. As I said, does have some overlap with the Matt Damon movie in terms of the technology. On this day in 1844, the YMCA was founded in London. Dun dun dun. In 1912, the eruption of Novarupta in Alaska begins. It's the second largest volcanic eruption in the 20th century. What's the first? Can't be Vesuvius. The things I remember most about volcanoes were in my geology class in college. The professor said there is no such thing as a volcano that's extinct. They just haven't erupted yet. And that's something to think about. There's no such thing as an extinct volcano. And a couple of years ago in, what was it, Iceland? Remember that covered all of Europe in a, maybe that was the largest. I don't know. In 1932, the Revenue Act of 1932 is enacted, creating the first gas tax at a rate of 1 cent per U.S. gallon. A quarter of a cent per liter was sold. The beginning of the end. In 1933, the first drive-in theater opens in Camden, New Jersey. All right, so what Manny and I have found is somewhat contradictory. Someone sent me a listing of all the drive-in theaters that were currently open, but it ended in 1999, so that one was not very helpful. Then he sent me another update that talks about the membership in the United Drive-In Theater Owners Association for October 2014 through September 2015, which means it's, what, about 9 months old. They said there are 187 drive-in operators, operate 160 drive-in theaters with a total of 311 drive-in screens. That doesn't mean that they're all working, right?
Right.
So, and what you found was a listing of 23, of which at least half have closed, right?
Yeah, just about half of them. I mean, the first, they've got them listed sort of alphabetically on a Wikipedia page, and I would say I think like the first five on the list are actually, they're still
They still exist.
Yeah, they're still there, but they're not running movies. Operation, right.
Yeah, and my guess is that the list about the theater operators is the same thing, is that they still have the list, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're... Because, for example, in 1948 in Alabama, there were 13 drive-in theaters. The high point was in 1958, where there were 96, and now in 1999, there are 9.
Hmm.
So, and that sort of, in Alaska, there aren't any. In Arizona, as of 1999, in Arizona, at the high point, there were 49, and now there are 5. In Arkansas, at the high point, there are 57, and now there are 5. But my guess is there aren't 5. California, of course, comes in with a lot. The high point was 223 in 1967. In 1999, it doesn't show any. Hmm. But in 1987, there are 113. But on the other listing, so who knows? In Colorado, the high point was 59 in 1977, now 13 in 1998. I don't know. My guess is that most of these don't exist.
Yep.
So there we go. And if you have a drive-in theater near you, let me know. I don't know why I want to know, except I sort of do. I mean, you know, nostalgia, part of my youth, wandering around thinking how cool I was, looking at kids necking in cars. I don't know. It just seemed terribly wild. All right. In 1934, FDR signed the Securities Act of 1933, establishing the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Dun, dun, dun. Insider trading. I know, somebody's going to call up and yell at me. In 1939, Judge Joseph Force Crater, known as the missingest man in New York, is declared legally dead. Do we care about that?
Well, I think he had been missing for like almost a decade or something.
Let's see what it says, yeah. He was a Supreme Court justice who vanished amid a political scandal in 1930. He was last seen leaving a restaurant on West 45th Street in New York, and entered popular culture as one of the most confounding missing persons cases in the 20th century. Despite massive publicity, the case was never resolved. He was declared legally dead 9 years later, in 1939. His case was officially closed 40 years later.
Wow.
His disappearance fueled public disquiet about New York City corruption and was a factor in the downfall of Tammany Hall. There you go. They were vacationing in Belgrade, Maine. He received a telephone call, offered no information to his wife. He had to return to the city to straighten those fellas out. He arrived at his 45th Avenue apartment, but instead of dealing with business, he made a trip to Atlantic City, New Jersey, with his mistress, showgirl Sally Lou Ritzy, who used the stage name Ritz. He returned to Maine on August 1st, traveled back to New York on August 3rd. Before making his final trip, he promised his wife he would return by her birthday on August 9th. His wife stated he was in good spirits. Sure, he'd been with Ritzy. Behaving normally, on the morning of August 6th, he spent 2 hours going through his files, destroying several documents. He had his law clerk cash 2 checks for him that amounted to $5,150, which would be equivalent to about $75,000. He and Mara carried 2 locked briefcases to his apartment, and he let Mara take the rest of the day off, Mara being his clerk. He went to a Broadway ticket agency, bought 1 seat for a comedy called Dancing Partner at the Belasco. Went to Billy Hass's Chop House at 332 West 45th Street, where he ate dinner with Ritzy and a lawyer friend. He was in a good mood, gave no indication anything was bothering him. The dinner ended a little after 9, shortly after the curtain rose, for which Carter had bought a ticket, and a small group went outside. They gave differing accounts of his departure. His friend said the judge got into a taxi cab at 9:30 and drove west. Then they both changed their stories and said they'd entered a taxi outside the restaurant while he'd walked down the street. Wow, this would make a great movie. There was no immediate reaction to his disappearance. He did not return to Maine for 10 days. His wife began making calls, asking if anybody had seen him. Only August 25th did everybody become alarmed. Here we go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I mean, this story is just fascinating as far as I'm concerned. So here's, we've got this upright judge, right, who is cheating on his wife. And takes a lot of money out, takes like the equivalent of 75 grand out of the bank, goes out, buys a theater ticket, has dinner with a mistress and another lawyer friend, and then they disagree about how he left the restaurant. They said he had additionally been involved with several women, And in the aftermath of the case, two female friends left town abruptly, and the third was murdered. Ritzy, the showgirl, vanished, went missing from New York in August or September. She was found in late September living in Youngstown, Ohio, with her parents. She'd left New York suddenly because she'd received word that her father was ill. She's still being subjected to interviews by police investigating the case in 1937, which was obviously 7 years later, at which point she was living in California. Showgirl June Bryce had been seen talking to Crater the day before he disappeared. A lawyer acting for Crater's wife believed that Bryce had been at the center of a scheme to blackmail the judge, explaining why he had taken the cash out of the bank, and that a gangster boyfriend had killed the judge. Bryce went missing the day that a grand jury was to convene the case. In 1948, she was discovered in a mental hospital. Vivian Gordon, a third female friend, was involved in high-end prostitution and was linked to Madame Polly Adler. She had liaisons with a large number of influential business people and was the owner on paper of a number of properties believed to be fronts for illegal activity. She was also seen around town with Jack Legs Diamond, whom Crater was rumored to socialize. He'd known Diamond's former boss, organized crime figure Arnold Rothstein, had been extremely upset at his murder. On February 20, 1931, she was angry about a conviction that resulted in her losing custody of her 16-year-old daughter. She met the head of an official inquiry into city government corruption, launched in the wake of Crater's disappearance, and offered to testify about graft. She was murdered 5 days later. Searching her apartment, found a coat that had belonged to Crater. The publicity surrounding Gordon's killing led to the resignation of a policeman whom she had accused of framing her and the suicide of her daughter. This gets worse and worse. The Tammany Hall political machine's hold on the city was largely eliminated in the ensuing scandal. It was already weakened by Rothstein and the conflict over his former empire. This also led to the resignation of Jimmy Walker. Did you know any of this?
Nope.
I didn't either. All right.
No idea.
But it's kind of horrifyingly cool.
Yeah.
A grand jury began examining the case, calling 95 witnesses and amassing 975 pages of testimony. Mrs. Crater refused to appear. The evidence is insufficient to warrant any expression of opinion as to whether Crater is alive or dead, as to whether he has absented himself voluntarily, or is a sufferer from disease in the nature of amnesia, or is the victim of crime. Some theorize he had left town with another woman or fled to avoid revelations of corruption, but the case's extensive publicity would have made it virtually impossible for him to begin a new life elsewhere. Except people do that all the time, even now with the Internet. 6 months after his disappearance, his wife found envelopes in a dresser drawer containing money and a note from the judge. The discovery led to a number of new but ultimately inconclusive leads, and no trace of him was ever found. His wife said he'd been murdered. The case was officially closed in 1979, 49 years after he disappeared. Judge Crater met Stella Mance Wheeler in 1917 when he served as her divorce lawyer, and they married 7 days after a divorce was finaled. She remained in their vacation home in Belgrade Lakes, Maine, during the search for her husband until 1931, where she discovered checks, bonds, and a note written by the judge in a drawer that had been empty when police checked it earlier. Without Crater's income, she was unable to maintain the couple's fashionable Fifth Avenue apartment and was evicted. She petitioned to have the judge declared officially dead in 1937. She was reported living on $12 a week that she earned as a telephone operator, which is about $200. She married Carl Kunz, a New York electrical contractor in Maryland, 1938, a year before the judge was declared legally dead. His first wife had hanged herself only 8 days before the wedding. Yikes! The judge was finally declared legally dead in 1939 due to Mrs. Crater's lawyer. She received $20,000 in life insurance, approximately $350,000 in today's fund. She separated in 1950 and died at 69 at the age of 70. She felt that he'd been murdered. She wrote her own account, The Empty Robe, which was written with freelance writer and journalist Oscar Fraley and published by Doubleday. In 2005, authorities revealed that they had received notes written by Stella Ferrucci Good from Queens after her death at 91. In the letter, Good claimed that her husband, Robert Good, detective with the NYPD, had learned that Crater was killed by NYPD officer Charles Burns, also a bodyguard of Abe Relis of Murder Incorporated, and Burns' brother Frank. crater was buried near West 8th Street in Coney Island at the current site of the New York Aquarium, hence the term swim with fishes. I just made that up. Pay no attention. Police reported that no records had been found to indicate that skeletal remains had been discovered when it was excavated. And so there, to pull a crater means to disappear. Never even heard of it. Judge Crater, call your office, was a standard gag of nightclub comedians. Wow. As a publicity stunt for the 1933 film Bureau of Missing Persons, First National Pictures promised in ads to pay Crater $10,000, which is the equivalent of $180,000, if he claimed it in person at the box office. The Dick Van Dyke Show, Very Old Shoes, Very Old Rice, the character of Rob Petrie mistakes a judge named Judge Crater for the missing judge. Episode of Sopranos titled House Arrest, the doorbell rings at Uncle Junior's house. Bobby asks, who's that? Junior replies, Judge Crater, how should I know? So he became part of the pulp and popular culture. Pretty cool information in a horrifying kind of way, don't you think?
Yeah.
Who knew any of that?
Really unique story.
Yeah, but he wasn't declared dead for, I mean, he was declared legally dead 9 years after he disappeared, but another 40 years before they closed the case.
Yeah. Wow.
And a less volatile story, the NBA was created on this day with 11 teams in 1946.
Mm-hmm.
I had forgotten that this is the day that RFK was assassinated. Yeah. Actually, he was shot yesterday, died today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. Funny is a poor choice of words, but it was interesting that I just watched
Bobby.
No, not Bobby. Although I do need to watch
that. That's a really good movie.
Yeah, I just watched the. It's on Netflix now. The series, the 60s, the CNN thing.
Yeah.
And just last week, I had watched the thing on. Basically, it was. The episode is basically highlighting 1968 as just, you know, Martin Luther King's
tough
assassination
year.
And
yeah, very bad
war
year.
And RFK's assassination and
yep.
It was it was a crazy.
It's
deal.
Worth seeing because what we know Bobby Kennedy as is mostly JFK's brother and the Marilyn Monroe thing In terms of civil rights he was a truly beloved man and I think would have changed the country if he'd been president. Tetris, one of the best-selling video games of all time, was first released in the USSR on this day in 1984. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-993-7569. Remember, you're probably too young to remember the notion of the ugly American. I think it was in a novel to begin with, the idea that when Americans went abroad, that they didn't speak the language and they were loud and drank too much and made all sorts of unreasonable demands on people. And I by and large, Americans were never bad tourists. There are certainly other groups in Europe that were much nastier to deal with. But unfortunately, it seems that we're reviving the notion of the ugly American in Japan. And the Navy, in unprecedented, now remember the Navy was, the British Navy is the one that you got grog, you know, that you got rum on board as part of your rations.
Okay.
And the U.S. Navy in terms of, I don't know exactly what the alcohol issues were, but the Navy has always been that kind of legacy of the drinking is part of what we do. They slapped a drinking ban on 18,600 sailors in Japan because there were a couple of sailors in Okinawa who were driving drunk and were involved in a car collision that injured two people. But it's on top of the issue that a sailor murdered a 20-year-old, and Japan is in mourning over it. Wow. And so they just decided, I mean, it's an unprecedented act as far as I know, yeah. saying that you can't drink at all in Japan, that we, you know, that we're here as guests and that this is just an unacceptable behavior.
Wow.
So that'll be sort of interesting to see what happens. Maybe they'll drink on base or something. See if it specifically says. I mean, it's a real issue that it's really soured relationships between America and Japan. There's already a lot of anger about the military presence. They're trying to, and they said it threatens a plan to relocate the U.S. Marines' Futenama Air Base to less populous part of Okinawa, which was agreed to in 1995 after the rape of a Japanese schoolgirl by U.S. military personnel.
Jeez.
Okinawa's governor and many residents want the Marines off the island. They will be kept on base and banned from drinking until all personnel understand the impact of responsible behavior on the U.S.-Japan alliance, the press release says. Sailors living off base will be allowed to travel to and from the base and conduct only essential activities. The restrictions do not apply to family members and U.S. contractors, which brings the total number of people to 35,000, but they're being encouraged to observe the rules in a spirit of solidarity. It'll be interesting to see if guys will do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to a certain extent, you have to commend the Navy for being responsive to it as opposed to just saying, oh, well, it was an isolated act.
Right.
My guess is that that came from very high up.
Had to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In a not exactly related issue, although it does have to do with foreign substances and psychotropic things and the military, the New Jersey bill would allow marijuana prescriptions to treat PTSD. We know that marijuana works very well to treat anxiety, not in every case, but in post-traumatic stress disorder and in cancer patients. So that was one of the original uses for marijuana, other than the obvious. There's a really troubling story. There are two stories that have to do with legalities three in the paper today. One is this will encourage you not to ever sell anything online. That a man is being sued for over $30,000 over a $40 printer he sold on Craigslist. And it turns out the guy who's suing him is a career sewer, I suppose, in both
like
senses
just
of the word.
Is just super.
Yeah, his name is Gersh Zavodnik Clemens. He basically sues everybody. Gersh Zavodnik, he's 54-year-old from Indianapolis, known many in the legal community as a frequent lawsuit filer who represents himself in court. The Indiana Supreme Court said the prolific abusive litigant has brought dozens of lawsuits against individuals and businesses, often asking for astronomical damages. Most, according to court records, involve online sales and transactions. He's from the Ukraine, moved to the United States in 1997 under a grant of political asylum. Maybe we should send him back. He sued Costello, accusing him of falsely advertising a malfunctioning printer with missing parts. According to a complaint, he tried to resolve the issue with Costello to no avail, leaving him with no other choice. And then what he did was continue to file complaints asking for more and more money, which the Costello said he never got. And if you don't show up or answer in a certain amount of time, then it's assumed that you owe the money. So I suppose that's a beware of selling things on Craigslist. And there, you know, every once in a while you sort of wonder about whether human beings have lost their ability to know the difference between right and wrong. However, there are a couple of stories that will make you smile. First, Mark Zuckerberg was hacked. Apparently, his LinkedIn account, LinkedIn was hacked, and so they got a huge number of emails. And Mark Zuckerberg, like lots of people, uses the same password for all of his accounts, so he was actually hacked. Hmm. On better news, a 91-year-old power lifts 144 pounds, possibly breaking the record and wants to lift 100 pounds at age 100. I think you should do 9 pounds in the next 9 years. I would never mind. I don't know what to do with this particular story. It's sort of interesting, but kind of alarming. A friend thinks O.J. Simpson may confess to murders. After more than 20 years, the guy's in total torment. I had told you guys that I'd seen O.J. Simpson Made in America as a documentary, which begins on ESPN June 11th, and I encourage you to see it. It's fantastic. Someone told me he's 300 pounds, he looks horrible. He's always felt his appearance meant everything now, and deep down inside he's starting to live with himself. He's serving a 9-to-33-year sentence in Nevada on the armed robbery conviction, which you'll find out about in the movie if you didn't already know about it. He's eligible for parole when he turns 70 in 2017. He says he wouldn't settle the matter of the double murders until he was released. He testified he told that he had had dreams of killing his ex-wife. I only hope one day we'll actually rid us of all the doubt and the conspiracy theories and say, sorry, I cannot go to prison because of double jeopardy laws, but I am sorry I did it. So he thinks the day will come.
Hmm. Well, and remember that book that O.J. put out? That,
If I Did It.
Yeah, If I Did It.
Yeah. And his editor lost her job over that, which I think she probably should have.
Yeah.
All righty. The first commercial mission to the moon nears approval. Hmm. How long would it take to get to the moon? Not 9 months. Let's see what it says.
Isn't it like 2 weeks or something?
20-pound package of hardware. 2017, that's pretty close. It doesn't say how long it would take.
I thought it was like a couple weeks or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure that I want to be the first person on the moon. Well, you wouldn't be the first person anyway, but the first commercial flight. All right, so that's something. I mean, we're only talking about in another year and a half. Maybe, a little less than that. Violent crimes have been on the rise in major U.S. cities, and nobody knows why. They're thinking it's not getting the attention at national level. I don't know what the answer is, but do we have a problem? We've grown accustomed to low crime rates since a peak in the 1990s. Law enforcement started seeing a spike last year that's continued unabated. It's not happening everywhere. Chicago and L.A. are seeing homicides on the rise, but other places like Miami and Oakland are not. Well, we knew that. We knew that that Chicago in particular has had some serious, serious problems. Six people shot over the Memorial Day weekend. The number of people shot is, as of last week, was 1,200, which is 800 by the same time last year. That's a 50% increase. There are so many things to say about that. The trust is broken down between the community and the police. Chicago and L.A. attribute much of it to gang-related violence. Some chalk it up to significant drug problems that lead to violent crime. The fatal shooting of an unarmed black teenager in Ferguson has made officers reticent about taking the steps needed to stop crime. Nobody knows. Well, let's see if we can find some good news. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
At 855-993-7569, since you are my email guru, figured, you know, I wouldn't cross you.
Wouldn't cross me?
No. You can shut off my mic.
That I can do, but I won't do that.
You wouldn't do that, no.
Alrighty. Be bad for business.
Well, and you could hum.
Yeah, I mean, but we can't shut off the mic of the host of the show. I mean, that's...
No.
Just, you know.
No.
It's just not right.
No, it's just not. It's not job security for either of us either.
Right, exactly.
Why was there dinner? Well, I decided, you know, she needed a break. Okay, you're both dead. All right, so how about an email?
Yeah, this email is from Teresa, and she says, Dr. Joy, please help. Please help us. Any suggestions would greatly be helpful. My husband lives in New Hampshire. I live in Arizona.
Whoops.
How can we be able to share the same space again? I was living in New Hampshire for 7 years. I left my way of life and family in Phoenix to go to New Hampshire. I moved back to Phoenix. My emptiness of my family was missing. I was missing things in my grandkids' life. The more I missed my family, the more I made my husband miserable. He can't move here as he has family too in New Hampshire, and I wouldn't want him to have to live as I did, missing my family all the time. He can't be in the heat medically, and I can't be in the snow medically. Do you have?
Well, but this is perfect. So you live in Arizona in the winter and New Hampshire in the summer. Go, I mean, you know, so live and find maybe a third place. So you live 4 months of the summer in New Hampshire where it's cooler. You live 4 months in Arizona in the winter where it's temperate. And then you find some place halfway in between or someplace else to live for the other 4 months. And, I mean, the question is, how important is your marriage? And if your marriage is important, I mean, it seems to me there's an obvious compromise that Arizona in the spring is fine, and presumably in the winter, that that New Hampshire in the fall, basically every place is okay in the fall, and find someplace else to, and so you can at least spend, even if the two of you keep your main residences, you in Arizona and him in New Hampshire, you can cohabit for a couple of the months or a month at a time, and then find some place that's halfway in between, and just be little nomads that have three different bases. I know a number of people who do exactly that. The question is, how dedicated are the two of you to your marriage? And if you're not, then you're probably better to go your own ways. But there's and grandkids grow up. And grandkids are mobile. Grandkids can come back and forth. They're airplanes. I mean, if you were living in the days of covered wagons, you'd have much more problem because you couldn't get any place, but you can get all sorts of places very quickly. You fly cross country in 7 hours. And we're not even talking about cross country. We're just talking about most of the cross country. So, I mean, the two of you, there's an obvious compromise if the two of you want to be together. If you don't, then you should probably admit that. What else? Is there any more in that letter? Because it seems to me that it's that New Hampshire is okay in the fall and the spring, as is Arizona to a certain extent. But getting away from the cold so that it's 75 or 80 degrees as opposed to 120. I was actually in Phoenix once, and it was 125 degrees. And they said, but it's dry heat. And I said, so is hell. 125 degrees is hot. But it's not 125 degrees most of the time, especially in the winter. Is there more to that question than just that?
No, not really. I mean, there was a little bit more, but basically it just ended that, can our marriage be saved, that, you know, we've tried.
Well, if the two of you want to save it, you can. I mean, it just requires some frequent flyer miles. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't, you know, I mean, presumably you're not in a hurry. It sounds like both of you may be retired, so you can actually drive, get a mobile home, and drive back and forth. And as the kids, I don't know how old the grandchildren are. When they're very little, you can play with them. When they get to be 10 years old, you can take them back and forth across country, and they'd think that was groovy. When they're teenagers, they're probably not going to want to have a lot to do with you, except when they're mad at their parents. But you have to decide how important your marriage is to. But it sounds to me you could have a really wonderful lifestyle if the two of you are willing to be a little more flexible and a little bit more mobile. And as I said, you don't even have to fly. You could get a mobile home and boogie back and forth that way. Spend some time together. Let me also want to make sure that the issue is you're not using the grandchildren or the climate as a way of dealing with the fact the two of you really don't have much in common anymore. So, but if you, I mean, it seems to me an obvious thing to do. What can I tell you? I'm the ultimate. Somehow can't we all get along? Alrighty, you got another one, or is that it?
That was it.
Alright, so we've got, what have I got, about 3 minutes here?
About two and a half.
Two and a half, alright, let's see what I can talk about for 2.5 minutes here. Alright, there was another news story. I think the news stories, by and large, were sort of, you know, it might be an interesting thing to put up on Facebook. Do you think OJ will confess, why or why not? You can't just say yes or no. The question is, do we care? I mean, all right, let me ask you. As you know, the trial, Manny, absolutely broke along racial lines.
Yes, it did.
Everybody white thought he absolutely did it. Everybody African-American thinks he was set up. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I remember, well, the trial was gosh, I think I
the was, trial was a mess.
Oh God, it was a train wreck.
When do you see the documentary?
Yeah, well, I know that there's a.
And then there was a made-for-TV one as well.
Yeah, and then there's
with John Travolta.
And then there's a 30 for 30, an ESPN 30 for 30 coming out. I think later this week. I think it's going to.
Well, the ESPN is the 7-hour one that I saw.
Okay.
It's called O.J. Simpson Made in America.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And it's five episodes that are each an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, ESPN does great documentaries, and they're not necessarily about sports. They're usually about sports figures.
Right.
But they do terrific documentaries. And this one is absolutely worth seeing. All right, so go ahead.
Well, I just remember being, I think I was in the fifth grade when, I was in the fourth grade, I just finished up the fourth grade when the Bronco chase happened.
Yeah.
And then the fifth grade, you know, my fifth grade year was when the trial had started, and I just remember, I guess at the time I didn't really have I didn't know, you know, I was just a kid, so I didn't really have a huge opinion about it or enough knowledge about it. I just knew that he was a former football player and he was being accused of murdering his ex-wife. And, but yeah, I mean, now I'm almost completely convinced that he did it.
Yeah.
But at the time, I just had no idea.
All right, folks, if we put it up on the Facebook, please tell me, and this is the only time that I'll ever ask about racial issues. And tell me, you know, just because, as Manny says, at the time, felt one thing, it was very young, but now something else. I'd just be interested. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.